listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM. Well, we've got a little bit of time up our sleeve before our hour has disappeared into the ether. And I just wanted to update people because I know that a lot of Australians love to go to Hawaii. And we have covered the Hawaiian situation with the Kilauea volcano in previous weeks. But overnight, hundreds more homes were destroyed in Hawaii on the Big Island, which is called Hawaii, because the lava is now oozing out of the ground into a large rural area with a lot of vacation houses, including actually the Hawaii County Mayor, Harry Kim's, lost his place over there. So they're still trying to get a handle on the full extent of devastation, but it is now a serious problem. The road was cut for these people to escape, and there is talk that a helicopter had to be taken in. And there were a few people who were stay puts, didn't want to move. And I think authorities are now demanding that they go, because if they don't, it involves risk to emergency personnel who have to go in, and cost, but mostly risk, I think, who have to go in and try and extract these people. And of course, landing a chopper on red hot lava isn't an idea that many people would be in favour of. But it now looks like there were originally 117 homes that were damaged since May the 3rd, and it sounds like that's now been doubled by the latest sort of activity. There are reports that the earthquakes, which are sort of in the magnitude of 5.5, are still rattling parts of the island, and there's a chart being published, or more like a map, and there are literally scores of earthquakes that have occurred, at least magnitude 2.5 to larger magnitudes up in the fives, I think even one at seven, in this period, this 30-day period. It looks very pockmarked, the map of the Big Island of Hawaii. Now, I have to reiterate, if you are on the west side of the island or in the other resort area, there is no risk. It's this southeast spot on the Big Island that's a problem. The other islands are too far away for the gases that are coming out to impact them. So I think we just need to be a little realistic about what it all means. But I think we're now in a situation where we need to feel sorry for the people in Hawaii. I mean, I happen to love Hawaii. I've been going there for years, and I'll keep going there as long as it's still above the waterline. In fact, they're making more land there now. There'll be an estate agent down there with a sign any minute, I'm sure. So it's a bit of an issue. Ecuador went up this morning. Was Ecuador?
Guatemala
had a big earthquake, and 65 odd people initially reported as being killed in that explosion of lava and mud.
Fortunately, in Hawaii, that certainly isn't as bad. I mean, there haven't been too many. Well, I don't think there's been any deaths, have there?
No, not directly, I don't believe. No. There may well be some people who looked at it and had a heart attack.
Yeah, but the TV footage is extraordinary, isn't it? All that lava flowing, and also all the red flames that you see.
Yeah, well, it is incredible. I think I said to you, or maybe it was one of the other girls a few weeks ago, I have been there in a period when you could walk out on these lava fields, and you look down through the crack. The lava was perfectly hard, like bitumen.
Yeah.
But when you look down, it's only a metre down that there was flowing lava.
Yeah, which was red hot.
And it was red hot. Well, now this lava is bubbling up through the surface. So maybe the fact that the cone dropped has sort of blocked everything up. I don't know. But the one issue that I think wasn't foreseen is that when this lava flows down into the sea, it creates hydrochloric acid, because I don't know what the chemical thing is, but the lava vaporizes the seawater. So seawater's got chlorine and maybe hydrogen or something. I don't know.
And you see this extraordinary mist
that
is obviously, as you say, the chemicals.
Yeah, and they call that VOG in some instances. So yeah, it's a real challenge. And the other flow-on effect of this is shown by some figures from a group called Forward Keys. Now, they predict future travel patterns by analysing 17 million booking transactions a day. And they're saying that the effects of this are going to be quite devastating on the Hawaiian tourism industry. In the first 4 months of this year, Total international flight bookings to Hawaii, this is just Hawaii, not the USA, were up 5.4%. And that compared with the same period last year, with four of its five most important origin markets looking strong. Japan was up 4.5%, Australia was up 12.6%, China up 12%, Germany up 29%, and New Zealand was up 16%. Only Canada was down 1.4%. However, that's all changed. After the eruption of Kilauea on the 3rd of May, bookings for the period from the 3rd to the 31st of May slumped by 9.8%. Canada was down 23%. Australia down 32%.
Ooh, so that's huge.
It is. And China down 39%, Germany down 47%, New Zealand down 27.5%. The only source market that was up was Japan. And I think maybe that's because Japanese, who live on the Ring of Fire, are used to this sort of thing. And maybe they figure, it's a one in a million year situation. We'll take our chances. But the Hawaiian Tourism Authorities are putting out all sorts of announcements. You and I have both got them. Where they're urging people to still come. And I suppose if you're going to the other islands, that's a fairly safe bet. If you're going to the big island of Hawaii, which I have been to, it is a very big island. It's a long way around. But who knows whether the wind might blow some of this VOG, this potential hydrochloric acid, over to where you're staying on the other side. I don't know. But I guess people are voting with their feet on this, and they'd rather keep their family safe going to Honolulu or Maui or somewhere else.
I think they'll be very nervous, actually, and I think it'll be a while before the tourism on the Big Island builds again.
Yeah, and of course, cruise ships stop.
They've stopped
at
going.
Kona and Hilo on these on the Big Island, so they've stopped calling in there. And I guess that's a risk assessment they've made. Maybe insurance companies are breathing in their ear about this situation. But it's a terrible shame, and I hope it clears up, and I hope for the sake of the residents and those visitors who bought property over there, something I would love to have done, I hope this thing sorts us out. But there doesn't seem to be any evidence that it's about to wane.
It keeps on going on, yeah.
I actually thought Hawaii was going to do really well with all the stuff that Trump was going on about.
Because
people are thinking, well, I'd like to go to America, but do I really want to fight the guys at LAX?
And that's why there was a build-up in tourism to Hawaii.
Yeah, and to Canada.
Yeah.